From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Nicholas Berg was an innocent civilian who was in Iraq to help build a free Iraq. There is no justification for the brutal execution of Nicholas Berg. No justification whatsoever.
Nicholas Berg died for the sins of George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld. This administration did this.
General Taguba, in simple words, your own soldier's language, how did this happen?
Failure in leadership, sir, from the brigade commander on down. Lack of discipline, no training whatsoever, and no supervision. Supervisory omission was rampant.
I have to say, and I'm probably not the only one up at this table that is more outraged by the outrage than we are by the treatment. The idea that these prisoners, you know, they're not there for traffic violations. If they're in cell block 1A or 1B, these prisoners, they're murderers, they're terrorists, they're insurgents. Many of them probably have American blood on their hands.
The Defense Department presented to senators in a closed meeting hundreds of photographs surrounding the incident of abuse at Abu Ghraib.
What I have seen is disgusting and it is disappointing. There are obvious examples in videos of inhumane treatment.
Yes, there were some that were worse. A lot of them were what you've seen, which are pretty terrible, and some that are just irrelevant.
In recent days, there's been a focus on a few who have betrayed our values and sullied the reputation of our country. Like each of you, I'm sure, and like most Americans, I was stunned. It was a body blow.